Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hello, hello, and welcome to Joyful Eating, episode number 137. So our topic this week is there is no failing, only learning. But before we get to changing our relationship with failure, so the best bite I had this week, so on Sunday I roasted a chicken, and there's this amazing restaurant in Sydney called Sean's Panorama. If you're ever in Sydney, go to Bondi. It's been there forever. It's really, the food's really simple, but really ingredient focused and like so delicious. Anyway, Sean's roast chicken is famous, and they posted the recipe in the most recent Gourmet Traveler issue. And I was like, ooh. So I made his roast chicken with bread sauce. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'd forgotten how good bread sauce is. So it's like you simmer onion in and some cloves and bay leaves and nutmeg in like cream and milk until the onion's really soft. And then you strain that out, and then you put sourdough breadcrumbs in and kind of puree it up. And you just get this like sourdough, like creamy, like just such a delicious sauce, and just goes so well with the chicken. And we had it with roast buds and just a beautiful green salad, and it was so, so good. Now let's talk about failure. So plan for today is first I'm going to share like the story behind this episode, and then like we're going to talk about like why are we so afraid of failing as adults, and then we're going to go through some steps on how you can actually change your relationship with failure, which is something I highly recommend doing if you don't want to, if you want to be someone who can grow, a human who is growing and changing, then yes, this is definitely a mandatory thing. The story behind this, basically for me, one of the biggest transformations that I've had, particularly in my business and in like my professional life, has been changing, being willing to change my relationship with failure and not be afraid of failure, which I definitely has been for a very long time, but also like working with people in all my different coaching groups. So I've got a group where we work on changing our relationship with alcohol, the Secret Society, and then I've got a group where we work on changing our relationship with food and our bodies and in the Naturally Healthy Club. And then I also have a group on helping people simplify cooking. And in all those groups, like, and particularly the cooking one, it's like when people like get that, oh, it's actually okay. Like, it doesn't matter if I make something that doesn't taste amazing, like, and they free themselves up from that kind of pressure to get it right all the time. It just opens up so much more creativity and so much more growth and so much more fun in life. And particularly in the cooking example, like just when they're not afraid, like when I help people overcome that and so that they're not afraid of failing, it really changes everything. So I wanted to share an episode on this because this is something that I teach in all my groups, and it's like such a valuable tool that you can apply to all areas of your life. Super fun too. So why are we so afraid of failing? I think it's really fascinating that when you look at children, that we aren't born with this innate fear of failure, that as children, we're like born with this like, just try things out, like willing to experiment. You know, we're not expecting to get everything perfect, and we're just willing to give it a go. And you think of like children learning to ride a bike or children learning to walk, like they're not like beating themselves up when they fall over. They're like, oh yeah, dusting themselves off, getting back up and trying again. Like they're not going into some story about how, oh, you know, I'm never destined to walk. I'm going to be like, might as well just like sit here in this pram for the rest of my life. Like, no, they're just like, this is just part of it for them. They don't even question it, and they don't have these negative stories around it. It's just like, oh yeah, okay, cool, I'm learning, it's okay. And they just keep going. And so I think it's fascinating that we have that as children, but then somewhere along the way into becoming adults, most of us develop like kind of lose that curiosity, lose that willingness to try and fail, and we kind of get this conservative thing going on. And I think like it's part of our culture in modern society that is to like blame for that. But also I think it's like as we get older, like the critical voice that we have in our head that can start to get louder. And so like when a lot of it comes down to like, you know, we're going to be mean to ourselves when we fail. So we don't want to even try because like, we don't want to live with that self-criticism. So like, of course, like when we're faced with that, and of course, if like when it's part of the culture, you know, of course we don't want to fail. Of course we like develop this fear of failure. But the thing is, like, that keeps us stuck, because then if we're not willing to fail, like my cooking example, we're not willing to try things. And if we're not willing to try things, then we're not going to change and grow. Like, we're only going to keep doing the safe things that we know that we're going to be perfect at. We're missing out on so much opportunity for growth. We're missing out on so much opportunity for experiencing life. Like, it really shuts us down and keeps us small. So that's why I'm so passionate about this. So how do we go about doing this? How do we go about changing our relationship with failure? Well, it's really one of those cool things that happens so much in coaching, that it's really just a matter of making a decision to think about it differently. Like, changing your mindset around failure is really all you need to do in order to do that. And so one concrete way to do that, and that I get my clients to, is that we practice this thought: there is no failing, only learning. And that just, I repeat that to them all the time. There's no failing, only learning. And so we're just starting to build up that belief that, oh yeah, that's right, I'm not going to fail. I'm just going to learn something. Like, I'll either win or I'll learn something. Like, there's no failure here. And that just takes the pressure off to perform and to get it right and to be perfect. And it just kind of brings that childlike ability to play with things and experiment back into the picture. So that is, like, we could stop there. Like, if you just did that one thing of just starting to every day telling yourself there is no failing, only learning, particularly if you feel like you're in a situation where you aren't winning, that's enough to change your relationship with failure. Of course, there's more we can do. And I think the other thing is to actually, like, when we're thinking about what we want to achieve, actually setting our expectations ahead of time and actually intentionally deciding, like, what am I going to make this mean? So say you're going for a goal. What am I going to make this mean? Or you're learning a new skill. What am I going to make this mean if I don't achieve this, if I fall on my face? And by actually thinking about that beforehand, before you enter into even trying for the goal, it just kind of sets you up with this expectation that, okay, so, because if we don't think about it intentionally, what happens is we'll go on default mode. And what happens then is, like, when we fail, the mean voice comes in and starts beating us up and telling us that we're a loser and going into the story of, we always fail, we shouldn't have even tried, and all that blah, 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 blah. I'm well-practiced voice in my ear. But that story is optional. So we can tune into that story if we don't be intentional. Or we can actually, like before, if we think about it, how we want to be when we don't achieve our goals before, then we get into a much better place where we can actually decide, okay, how do I want to think about this if I don't succeed? And you can actually choose, like, obviously we don't want to, like, choose that the I'm a loser voice, like, in going down and bringing up all the stories and all the examples of, like, all the things that we've failed at in the past, because, like, it just doesn't help us. And the thing is that the past is the past and we can't change that. But the more time we spend thinking about the past, the more we end up recreating those failures and recreating the past. So what I would highly recommend instead is actually deciding, actually, you know what, if I fail, I'm going to do things differently this time. I'm not going to go into my past story about failure. I'm going to get curious. And I'm just going to say, there is no failing, only learning. So I haven't achieved my goal here. That must mean there's something for me to learn, and just get that curiosity. Like, what could that be? And then there's no need to drag up all these stories. And then you're actually able to receive the lessons. And you know what's going to happen is that when you figure out, like, what the lesson is, then you go, okay, you can try again with more information. And then, of course, so your chances of succeeding the next time are way higher because you've learned from this first mistake. And this really is, like, I know it sounds so simplistic, but it's really life-changing when we approach change from this beautiful, curious voice, which is, like, which is not judgmental, which is, like, encouraging. And it's like, oh, there's something here for me to learn. I wonder what it could be. Like, so much more fun to approach life in this way. The other thing that you can do is, that I kind of decided a long time ago, is, like, whenever I failed at something, I would actually remind myself, the only reason I'm failing is because I'm trying to do something hard or something new. And that's actually a good thing. Like, it's like, yeah, go me. Like, and using it as like, yeah, like, I'm, it means I'm trying something new. That's actually a really positive thing. And again, like, just saving myself from going into the doom and gloom story. So really, that's all it comes down to. You have the ability to change your relationship with failure, and it's as simple as deciding to change your thoughts. So adopting this thought, like there is no failing, only learning, and then deciding ahead, okay, if I'm setting a goal, or even if you haven't decided ahead, like when you do experience failure, when you're trying to ride a bike and you're crushed and you're on the ground or whatever it is, or you're trying to listen to your body and you end up overeating, or you're trying to cut back on your drinking and you end up going on a bender, like rather than using that as a story that I'm never going to change, you could just go, oh yeah, okay, that didn't work so well. What do I want to do differently? What is there here for me to learn? And that's really all that comes down to. And I've got a bonus tip for you today. So one of my favorite, I love Winston Churchill for the quotes. He is amazing, amazing for the quotes and for drinking champagne. In the bathtub, apparently. But yes, we're going to talk about Churchill. But one of my favorite quotes from Churchill is like, that success is going from failure to failure without a loss of enthusiasm. And the way that we do that, and I really think when I think about my business career, I feel like that's the story of my business, like succeeding by going from failure to failure, but still staying incredibly enthusiastic about it. And the secret to keeping that enthusiasm is like making this intentional choice about how you're going to think about it. And just this thought, there is no failing, only learning. And then the other bonus tip I have for you, this is something that I've come across from other coaches is actually, and I have tried this, but I can't say I've really adopted it fully. But that's not to say that I won't in the future, but just this idea of actually keeping a list of like failures and actually like giving yourself a reward. Like maybe it's like, you know, when I get to 10 failures, I'm going to reward myself because that means I tried things today. I tried things and actually like keeping that list and seeing it as a positive. It's like, so then when you do fail, you can coach yourself, but then you also go, oh yeah, cool. I'm one step closer to my reward that I'm going to give myself for failing. So just an idea you might like to play around with this week. Anyway, I hope you have a fantastic week trying things, remembering to keep that curious voice going. And yes, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. Tell your friends about joyful eating, because the more joy and pleasure we bring into our relationships with food in the world, so much better the world is going to be, so much less pain and suffering. Anyway, have a beautiful week and I will see you next week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week. So it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.